You're listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland, an international faith-based show comprising music, news and interviews from all over the world.
Hi, I'm Rent McCulloch. Welcome to our 19th In the Name of God show. With music for you today from Florida, California and Oregon, USA, and from British Columbia, Canada. And we begin an interview with Mustafa Rizvani, originally from Iran, but now living here in Northern Ireland. We also have our usual faith-based news feature, Bread News International. Thanks for your encouraging email responses to our show. We love to hear from you. But from now on, you'll need to contact us directly at Kingdom Come Trust, not using the page on the UCR website. Unfortunately, UCR have been getting serious hacker attacks on their system through emails. So send your email via the contact form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. That's kingdomcome, all one word, .org.uk. If you're really enjoying the program, you can listen to it again from the website or subscribe free to our podcast on iTunes. Maybe you'd also like to do a review of it on your local iTunes store. You'll find the ING link in the name of God on our website under podcasts. We started the show today with a tune from Simon Fox in British Columbia, Canada, called Mapping the Paddocks, and there's more great music coming up shortly. But first, let me introduce my guest for this week, Mustafa Nowruzi Rizvani. Mustafa was born into a devout Muslim family in northeastern Iran. He came to the UK to study as a young man and led many friends and girlfriends into Islam. He hated Jews, Christians, and Muslims also, but he still had a fear of death and of going to hell. As his latest girlfriend rejected his Muslim religion and became involved in a spirit-filled church, he witnessed miracles in her life that caused him to reach out to Jesus, and then Jesus himself appeared to him.
I was born in Iran, in a city called Mashhad, northeast of Iran, 100 miles from Russia, 100 miles from Afghanistan.
Is it a big city, Mashhad?
The biggest city after the capital.
After Tehran.
Very religious city, yeah, got a big shrine. Millions of Muslims go to worship that shrine.
You were brought up Muslim, obviously.
Yeah, I was born in a Muslim family, very restricted, Shia Muslim. And from age 24, I came to England to study medicine.
You took Islam quite seriously when you were young,
yes,
didn't you?
I was very strong, practical Muslim.
Was the mosque just kind of down the street from you? Or?
No, I never was fond of going to mosque, but I used to pray five times and another five times extra. I used to fast 1 month during the Ramadan and another month extra. I used to read the book, and since age 18, 16, I went to Hajj with my father.
You went to Mecca then,
yeah,
all the way to
Saudi,
Mecca?
Yeah, and I used to read the book and sacrifice the lamb. I used to witness to people on the street about Allah and Muhammad and Islam.
So you were a very enthusiastic Muslim?
I made 10 of the English friends and girlfriends, including two Hebrew-speaking Jewish girls, I made them Muslim.
Right, you brought them to Islam.
Yeah.
But what age did you move to England?
I was 24 when I came to England to study medicine.
To study medicine? Did you complete your...
I studied 2 years medicine in Iran, but the security service, they found, which they are like CIA and CID, they found Khomeini's booklet in my closet in university. They threw me out. My cousin had the same document. They put him 2 years in jail.
So you were too Islamic for the
government
at that time?
Yes. And then I came here. I studied 2 years medicine here. And then I met the wife, daughter of a Methodist minister in the university. And we were engaged. And I had to go back home because my father didn't like the idea of getting married to a Christian English girl. So I went home. And 2 years later, I came back and I married her. We went honeymoon from here to China with my own car, 4 months.
You traveled from Manchester to China?
Yeah, with my own car to China, yeah. It took us 4 months.
I would have put a few miles on the clock.
4 months, and we went to about 24 countries, and we have done 25,000 kilometers or miles.
Through Russia and Mongolia and all those places?
Yeah, and then...
Kazakhstan.
And then I came back and we lived in Nottingham. And after 2 years I was divorced. I knew I couldn't live with her. She became Muslim in Iran voluntarily. And I've done lots of business. I was in property business and antiques business. And I used to breed horses and German shepherd dogs, very expensive ones. Like German police security dogs. I had motorbikes, BMW bikes and cars and 4 girlfriends and many houses. I had my own little organic farm and farmhouse.
So you're a man of many talents.
Sort of. I have few hobbies. But I hated all Jews, I hated all Christians, I hated all Muslims.
Did you have a reason for hating Jews and Christians?
I hated all Jews because every fanatic Muslim which they practice Islam from within, from the heart, from their spirit, they hate Jews. First time I've seen a nice family of Jews, Hasidic Jews, the Orthodox Jews in Manchester, I got so angry and my mood changed. And my friend turned around and said, why all of a sudden you changed? What's wrong with you? I said, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I became angry since I've seen these animals. Who are they? He said, they are very good people, they are harmless, they are Jews, Orthodox Jews. I said, I hate them, let's get away. So twice I had the stones in my heart. I wanted to break a very old synagogue in Manchester, the window of the synagogue, the Star of David. I hated the Star of David. I had the spirit of Antichrist, and they had the spirit of Christ.
And you hated Christians?
I hated Christians because I have seen so many wrong things in churches, which I don't want to mention.
Yeah.
So many wrong teachings. And then I've seen the cross, which it was very holy. They buried with a dead person. I've seen the cross around the neck of it. Gangster and drug dealer, I've seen the cross which is holy round the neck of a very pretty girl in a nightclub, drunk, and then on a church, which God knows what was in that church. And then I have heard Christians, they have done crusade in the past, especially Catholics. And I hated the Bible because Islam said has been changed. I hated Jesus because to me he was a false prophet. Every prophet, every man which came and lived on this earth, they have a tomb, rotten bones. Jesus didn't have a tomb. And then Christians, when I traveled, especially from here to China, every big cities we went, I asked, apart from sex and drugs and rock and roll, I haven't seen anything else. And I asked from daughter of a Methodist minister, why societies are like this? She said, this is our Christian life, this is our social life, we like.
And you also hated Muslims?
I hated Muslims because I found out something is wrong in Islam. It's wrong teaching in Islam. Because Muslims, I found out they are a bunch of cruel and unjust people. They blow themselves and the whole earth, they believe they go to heaven, 72 virgin waiting for them to have sex. And some teaching of Islam I didn't like, some behavior of Muslim like Saddam Hussein and Khomeini and Yasser Arafat and Bin Laden I didn't like, and some Muslim fellow and colleagues, they had very wrong attitude towards British, towards the law, towards the government of this beautiful country, which we live in it and we have peace, and I didn't like it.
So your interpretation of the Quran didn't line up with what these people,
no,
how they were living?
The interpretation of Quran was exactly what they have done. It wasn't agree with my little brain and heart. Quran said you're either Muslim or you're non-Muslim. He said kill one non-Muslim, you go to heaven, you have one of heaven's gates.
He was born 4 days after first day of winter, seven before the end of the year. The day farewell into the long nights of Capricorn, 20 centuries before me. Under a star in these leading wise men, and under the rood of an envious king, and under the guise of a census by Romans, with all of the hope for a world he would bring. Not all men welcomed the infant Messiah, the meek would inherit, but tyrants would sell, to lead broken men to the eye of a needle, in search of a glimpse of a world without end. But a devious mind tells a glorious story, a cross on his shoulder, a sword in his hand. The Garden of Eden has fallen into the hands of a Roman with the lust for more land. Needlessly, then what would become of the assets of me the world would all end. For all that is good and for all that is holy, another year over, still no sign of peace. The robes of religion have stolen the vision and sold it as Christmas for the gold it might bring.
Challenging song there from Janet Bates in Oregon, USA, and he was born.
Bread News International.
In this bulletin, sealed church in Indonesia appeals to the UN on stunning discovery in Ethiopia, the Garima Gospels. Jerry McCulloch reports.
Report from Breaking Christian News. The incredible Garima Gospels, supposedly the world's earliest illustrated Christian book, has been saved by the British charity Ethiopian Heritage Fund, which located it at a remote Ethiopian monastery near Adwe in the Tigray region at about 7,000 feet elevation. As reported in the Daily Mail, the book is named after Abba Father Garima, a monk who arrived in Ethiopia from Constantinople in 494 AD. The book was reportedly written on goatskin in the early Ethiopian language of Ge'ez, and experts believe it is also the earliest example of bookbinding still attached to the original pages. Blair Friede from the Ethiopian Heritage Fund said, "Ethiopia has been overlooked as a source of these fantastic things. Many of these old Christian relics can only be reached by hiking and climbing to remote monasteries, as roads are limited in these mountainous regions. All the work on the text was done in situ, and everything is reversible, so if in the future they can be taken away for further conservation, we won't have hindered that." The pages had been crudely stitched together in a restoration in the 1960s, he adds, and some of the pages wouldn't even turn, and they were falling to pieces. The Garima Gospels have been kept high and dry, which has helped preserve them all these years, and they are kept in the dark so the colours look fresh. "This was the most astounding of all our projects, and the patriarch, the head of the Ethiopian church, had to give his permission." Laura Roberts, writing for The Telegraph UK, says the manuscript may be the first ever Christian illustration of a building, the Temple of the Jews. And Mark Winstanley is quoted in the same report as saying, "Although the monks have always believed in a legend of Abba Garima, the new date means it could actually be true."
Sealed church in Bogor, Indonesia, appeals to UN. Report from Compass Direct News. The Gereja Kristen Indonesia, GKI, Taman Yasmin Church in Bogor, West Java, has filed a religious discrimination appeal with the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Religion or Belief. Church leaders said, "Since April 11th, the congregation has held services on the roadside in front of the sealed church in stifling heat. The church pastor, the Reverend Ujang Tanasaputra, told Compass that the congregation has held Sunday services six times in front of the building that the Mayor of Bogor sealed. We are going to continue worshipping by the roadside as part of the struggle to remove the seal," he told Compass. Tanu Saputra said that the church had received an official building permit from the Bogor city government, yet somehow, because of a group that objected to the presence of a church, our construction was stopped and later sealed, he said. He said that even though the church brought suit against the sealing in court and won, the congregation is not permitted to worship in the building, which is 80% completed. Tanu Saputra said he hopes the Lord will intervene to show that Indonesia is a country where laws are followed and all faiths may freely worship. One of the church elders, Thomas Wadu Dara, said that before the church was constructed and after the congregation had won the court case, there was a meeting with the Bogor mayor. The mayor told them to go ahead with construction and to build relations with the community so that their presence would be understood and accepted. The construction was going smoothly until a Muslim group began demonstrating and the government sealed the building to appease them.
More information on these and other Bread News stories at kingdomcome.org.uk/news.
Now to find out what brought Mustafa into a relationship with Jesus.
How did it come about then, that as a fanatical Muslim, or certainly a very devout mm-hmm. Muslim, that you came to Christianity?
Yes, I was very hurt, and I knew about Islam, but I was trapped in Islam. I didn't know how to get out of it. Thank God Jesus only can do.
You were trying to make it work, and it didn't seem to be working, is that right?
Yes, it didn't work at all, because I was a good Muslim. I used to pray, I used to fast, I didn't gamble, I didn't drink, I didn't eat pork, I didn't even steal anything, I didn't like even telling lies. And according to law of Islam, I kept my life clean. But I was frightened of dying and going to hell. I wouldn't go near a cemetery, because one day I knew in my heart that I will die and I go to hell. Although I was a good person, I ran for a marathon, which I damaged my knees and my spine. I collected money for cancer research. I collected money for orphanages in Africa, for widows in India, and so on.
So you did all the good works that
yes,
you can think
no
of?
Peace. I had no peace.
You prayed all these different times
no
of day?
I had no love. I have no hope. I hated everyone. I was ready to blow up myself and the whole earth and go to heaven. Even that didn't make sense, but I was brainwashed. I didn't know what to do. So what I could do, I prayed in my heart. I said, God must be another God which made me and made the whole earth, and you love me and you love everyone. And because God of Islam is telling me to blow up myself and the whole earth and go to heaven, and 72 virgins waiting for me. So.
But that didn't make sense to you?
Didn't make sense, no. But I have done this from my heart, and I was searching in my heart for the truth of God, Jesus, and Jesus came to my bedroom 3 times.
He appeared to you?
Yeah, he came to my bedroom. It wasn't a dream, and I wasn't asleep. It was a vision. I was standing somewhere above earth. The whole earth was underneath my foot, and heaven above me, Jesus in front of me. He had a white robe, he had a beard and blonde hair. His face was shining. He's smiling, he's pointing at me, and he talked to me. He said, Mustafa, follow me. I said, I don't need to follow you. He said, why? I said, I have got horses, I've got dogs, I've got BMW cars, I've got 4 beautiful girlfriends, 20 houses. He said, you and your father, you are rich, and you are miserable, and you are going to die and go to hell. That's what he said. When he mentioned my dad, I got frightened, because my dad is very rich, he's a good father, and he's a very miserable man, and he's frightened of dying. And I got frightened. So second time he came, he said, Mustafa, follow me. I said, I told you I don't need to follow you. He said, look, I want to give you peace and joy and love and hope. He said, I want you to go to heaven with the good deeds you have done. Maybe you think you are a good person. Maybe you think you are going to heaven, but you go to hell. The only way to heaven is through me. He said, it's not through Muhammad, it's not through even Moses, and it's not through Buddha. He's gone. Third time he came. I nearly shouted at him. I said, why you keep coming to my bedroom? I get fed up of you. He said, Mustafa, I love you so much. He said, I want you to go to heaven. He said, I made you. He said, I know you. He said, it's written in the Bible, which every moment of the day I think about you, I care for you, I love you, and I know you very well. He said, I made you. I have a big plan for you. He said, it's written in the Bible, which before the foundation of this earth was made, I knew you. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. He said, follow me, I'm not coming anymore, that's up to you, the decision is yours.
Craigle Taggle from California, USA, and Scully's.
Do you think that someone was praying for you at this time?
The fourth girlfriend I had, she was medical professional, and I tried to make her Muslim, but it didn't work. And she said, Islam is demonic. She said, Islam is satanic. She said, I'm trying to find out the relationship between my heart and loving Jesus in heaven. And she was searching. And she went to church, and she got saved. And she started to pray for me. And she went to the prayer group, which is normally ladies, asked them to pray for me. And I met Christians. I didn't go to church. I wanted to go to church, but I wouldn't go because I had pride. And of course, the church was next to the Ayatollah Khomeini's Mosque in Manchester near the university. But in 4 months, I have seen 4 miracles Jesus has done in her life. And every time a miracle happened, I used to pray in my heart. I said, Lord, why you don't do 1 miracle for me? I come, I follow you, you know me. I have been looking for you. I am thirsty, I am hungry for you. And until he came to my bedroom.
This was before he appeared to you then?
Yes.
And when did you decide to give in?
After the third time that Jesus came to my bedroom, I woke up that time and I was shaking and I was crying and I used to be very hard-headed, strong-headed and hearted Muslim. And I keep thinking, I sat in my bedroom, I started to pray and I said, why Jesus, you came to my bedroom? And then I found out that I have been really praying that he comes and he show himself to me. And he came, why I am denying so much? Because I was very, very much strong head I had. And so I started to read the Bible, and I started to go to church, and I talked to a few church ministers. I talked to a Catholic priest. He said, don't come to our church. You are crazy. You are hallucinated. Jesus doesn't come to our church. So go. I went to Church of England. They said the same thing. I went to Baptist and another one. At the end, I found a good, loving pastor, which thank God for him. He said, brother, God loves you. He has a big plan for you. Invite the Lord Jesus in your heart, read the Bible, listen to the Holy Spirit and follow him. So it took me 6 months. I went to church. My brain was full of rubbish and I was brainwashed by Islam until I found out that Jesus is the Lord and Savior and he died for me on the cross for my sins. I invited him in my heart and my whole life changed. Praise God.
beautiful song of worship from Rebecca Faith in Florida, USA, and No More Chains. You've been listening to In the Name of God from Kingdom Come Trust in Belfast, Northern Ireland. If you would like to contribute to this ministry, go to the partner page under radio on the Kingdom Come Trust website. That's www.kingdomcome.org.uk. You can make a monthly contribution or a one-off gift there. Join us again next week for more music, news, and the second part of our interview with Mustafa on how his new relationship with Jesus has changed his attitudes and given him a new ministry. Slán agus banna tír. Bye and God bless.